Happy Wednesday, Red Sox fans. If you are just waking up, just seeing the score from Tuesday, you probably are very pleased with what you saw after the Red Sox ended their losing streak and beat the Atlanta Braves 9-4 on the road. Overall, a really complete game. The offense came alive. The bullpen held it down. We're going to break down Tuesday's game. We're going to talk about the big second inning from the Red Sox. We're going to talk about Trevor Story, Garrett Whitlock, and the bullpen as a whole. We're just going to have a really exciting time talking about this game. Plus, did Alex Cora shaving his beard have anything to do with the offense resurging? Probably not, but it's fun to be a little superstitious, especially when the Red Sox were just desperate to do anything to win. We have a lot to get to here on Locked On Red Sox. Let's jump right into it.
You are Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I am your host, Nessun's Lauren Campbell. Thank you, as always, for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every single day. Today's episode is brought to you by Blue Nile. At BlueNile.com, you can celebrate all of life's special moments, from creating the custom engagement ring of her dreams to gifting a classic and timeless jewelry piece at all prices you won't find at a traditional jeweler. BlueNile.com. So the Red Sox indeed finally ended their losing streak and beat the Braves 9-4. They had 11 hits as a team. They did still leave 9 men on base and went 4-for-14 with runners in scoring position. But the losing skid is over. We're not going to nitpick today because the Red Sox finally got a win. They hit with runners in scoring position. They were patient at the plate. They drew walk after walk. Just a very, very encouraging game from the Red Sox offense, from the Red Sox pitching. And now the Red Sox have momentum going into Wednesday's game. But let's start with the offense here, because we have gone episode after episode talking about this offense, begging for an ounce of offense. And fans got that on Tuesday. The Red Sox had a really, really big second inning. They entered Tuesday's game averaging only 3.3 runs per game, but 6 runs on 3 singles, 2 walks, and a grand slam in the second inning made that number go up just a little bit. So let's recap this second inning here, because Xander Bogaerts started the inning grounding out. Fans were probably like, okay, here we go. Alex Verdugo singled, Trevor Story singled, Franchy Cordero walked, and all of a sudden the bases are loaded. So now it's like, oh no, are they going to just do what they've always done and end the inning on a double play? Are they going to just not be able to score? Are they only going to be able to get one run? Christian Vasquez singled, that made it 1-0. JBJ walked, made it 2-0. Kike Hernandez grounded out, but then Rafael Devers came to the plate, hit a grand slam, finally a grand slam for the Red Sox, and one that is meaningful. JD Martinez had one earlier this season, but one that is meaningful for the Red Sox, gave them a nice 6-0 cushion. And even though the Braves did come within 2 runs, it was 6-4 at one point. And then the offense once again came alive in the 9th inning. Devers walked, JD Martinez and Xander Bogaerts singled, Verdugo walked, and that made it 7-4. Trevor Story singled to make it 9-4. And even though Trevor Story had the opportunity to hit a grand slam, do a little bit more damage than the 2 runs, we'll take those 2 runs, especially from Trevor Story. He had a 2-RBI single with the bases loaded, gave the Red Sox a little more insurance in that 9th inning. Like I said, that 5-run cushion there, which made it 9-4. He is still in search of that first home run, but the contact with runners in scoring position, scoring with runners in scoring position, is incredibly encouraging. And we joked about how Alex Cora said he was going to shave his beard to try to get this offense going. It worked. a clean-shaven Alex Cora is a happy Red Sox offense, apparently. No, I'm kidding. I mean, like we mentioned, baseball is a very superstitious sport. Alex Cora is not a very superstitious guy, but he decided, why not give it a try? I'm willing to do anything to try to get this offense going. And after the game, he said he received a text from his girlfriend, Angelica, and she was like, I told you 10 days ago to shave. This is on you. And Alex Cora joked, if our offense depends on my facial hair, we're in big trouble. But that was just a little fun after the game sound. And, you know, I like I said, baseball, no sport is probably more superstitious than baseball. And now the Red Sox have the momentum in their favor. They finally got that win. They ended the skid. Does this mean that the Red Sox have turned things around? No, but it was a very, very encouraging game to see just from the offense alone. We will get into the pitching into the second segment of Locked On Red Sox, but overall, this team walked 7 times, and we have been preaching patience at the plate. You saw a lot of first pitch swings, a lot of 0-2, 3-0 swings, and it was just be patient. Let that pitcher work. Let your opposing pitcher work. And the Red Sox 100% did that. Old friend Tyler Thornburg, if you Red Sox fans remember him from a few years ago, he gave up some runs in the 9th inning. Tale as old as time. Red Sox fans know as much. When he did pitch, he was injured quite a bit while he was here, but I digress. 7 walks as a team is very encouraging. And Franchi Cordero had 3 of those walks. So even though his stat line was 0 for 3, he was on base 3 times. He worked that pitcher. He got himself on base into scoring position. Just very, very encouraging to see. And against a tough Braves team. This is not, you know, this isn't the Orioles, which the Red Sox also struggled against. And they were able, like I said, to work that opposing pitcher, be patient. They showed a ton of patience at the plate, which was just incredibly encouraging to see. Now it's just a matter of carrying that momentum over, not get too in your head here, and go on a little stretch run. It's going to take more than just one game for Red Sox fans to feel good about this team and have faith that they can be a postseason contender. But this is a good start. If they can continue to play the baseball, this kind of baseball that they played on Tuesday for the rest of the season on a consistent stretch, it's going to be okay. But there's a ton of work to do still. They have dug themselves into quite the hole on May 11th. So they do have a lot of playing catch up to do right now. But this is the kind of baseball they need to be playing to put themselves in a good position. Coming up in the second segment of the Locked On Red Sox podcast, we are going to touch on the pitching because they also had a hand in this win. Garrett Whitlock got the start. Could have been a little better. I'm still pro put Garrett Whitlock in the bullpen. But we're going to talk about Tyler Danish, Ryan Breeser, Hansel Robles, John Schreiber. Everyone had a hand in this win. It was just very encouraging bullpen performance as well. But first, I do want to tell you about LinkedIn. With spring in the air, it's a time of renewal and growth, personally and professionally. As your small business grows, LinkedIn Jobs is here to make it easier to find the people you want to talk to faster and for free. Create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 810 million people. Add your job and the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring so your network can help you find the right people to hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs #1 in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. I also found my job on LinkedIn at Nesson, and I've been there for over 4 years, so it clearly works. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonMLB. That's linkedin.com/lockedonMLB to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen. For your next listen, check out the Locked On Now podcast. Recaps of MLB games with analysis from our local experts, taking fans through the season like no other network. It's free and available wherever you get your podcasts. So even though the offense was a big story of Tuesday's win for the Red Sox, the bullpen and the pitching as a whole really shined as well. Garrett Whitlock did get the start. Did look a little shaky. He went 3 innings. He gave up 4 hits, 3 earned runs, 4 walks, which you would like to limit a little bit, but he did have 5 strikeouts. I do know that this is a process in stretching him out. Alex Cora was hopeful to get him to, I believe it was 6 innings, 90 pitches, around that range, but he had 23 in the first inning. So that became quite unreachable unless he did a drastic turnaround very, very quick. And I, like I said earlier in earlier episodes, I have faith in Garrett Whitlock as a starter. I 100% do. I just think where the Red Sox are right now, he's more valuable in that bullpen. But speaking of the bullpen, they did a lot of good in this game. Tyler Danish, 2 innings pitched, 1 hit, no earned runs, no walks, 2 strikeouts. Ryan Brazier had a clean 6th inning. Hansel Robles, 1 hit, 1 earned run, 1 walk. John Schreiber, 2 innings, no hits, no earned runs, no walks, 3 strikeouts. He closed out the game and turned in a solid performance for the Red Sox. And overall, 2 hits from this bullpen is manageable. And with the struggles it's faced this year, it was really good to see them get out of innings, hold the lead, and look really confident. Now, again, like the offense, does this mean that they've turned a corner? No. You want to see that consistency from Tyler Danish and John Schreiber. Those two guys in particular, you want to see that kind of consistency going forward. Does that mean I trust them after one strong performance? No. But do I feel better if they go in Wednesday's game? Yes, I feel better. But there's still going to be some trepidation, some anxiety watching them go on the mound. If the Red Sox can put up 6 runs early in the game, every game, I'm going to feel a little better with this bullpen. But overall, there's not a lot to be negative about here. The Red Sox finally got back in the win column. It wasn't a win that made people want to pull their hair out. And it did get close. Like I said, the Braves did come within 2 runs, but that offense turned it around. And now it's just a matter of being consistent. Carry this momentum into Wednesday's game. It's all in the Red Sox favor. They need to continue playing this kind of baseball. And with Whitlock, I know he only went 3 innings. He should be out of the bullpen, and I'm going to die on this hill. He didn't have his typical command. He did walk 4 batters over 3 innings, and he threw just 59% of his pitches for strikes. Not a typical outing. And every pitcher is going to go through this. No matter if you're Garrett Whitlock, no matter if you're Max Scherzer, you're going to go through some sort of slump, we'll call it, or rough outing. And one uglier start than normal for Whitlock doesn't mean every other start will be this way. And I don't believe that will be the case at all. I've just said several times that I think he's more valuable out of the bullpen. You can trust him out of that bullpen. And if he's going to give you 3 innings, you might as well just put him in the bullpen and make him incredibly valuable out of there. Make batters work against him and build that confidence up. 3 runs on 4 hits, and he gave up a 401-foot 2-run homer to Travis Darnard. Again, like I said, not the typical command and control you see from Whitlock. We also saw a little bit of emotion from Whitlock. You don't see that too often from him. He's kind of a stone-faced guy. Doesn't really let you see if he's mad, sad, upset, angry. But when Alex Cora told him he was done for the game, you saw a little bit of emotion from Whitlock. And that's what I want to see too. He's mad. He wants to go out there and prove himself and help this team win. That's the kind of mentality I want the pitchers to have. And I want to see him. I do want to see him succeed as a starter. And last night probably isn't the best example of why he should be a starter, because he has had good starts. I just think with the bullpen being the way it is, that's where he would thrive. But it was nice to see Danish and Schreiber with 2 strong innings each. We need to see more of that from both of them. Need to see more of that from everyone. But there is a lot to be encouraged about. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, but be excited. Get excited for this win and know that this team is better than what it's been. On Tuesday is what this team is. That's the glimpse of what they should be. And now they just need to make this a trend, get themselves back in the AL East. All they need to do is rattle off 10 wins. Much easier said than done. But if they can go on a nice run here in May and carry that into June, all of a sudden it's a whole new AL East. So one win does not mean that the Red Sox are heading toward the postseason, but it was incredibly encouraging from the bullpen, from the offense, from just a very complete game start to finish. Coming up in our third segment of the Locked On Red Sox podcast, as we always do, we will end this show with the Mental Health Minute. But first, I want to tell you about Built Bar, because summer is coming. It's almost a month away, and you're going to need some food for on the go. Built Bars are the perfect snack for you to take on family vacations, because you can throw them in your bags, throw them in your kids' backpacks, and make sure that everyone has a bar so you are fueled for all of your summer adventures. The best part about Built Bars is they're healthy and they're delicious. They're also covered in 100% real chocolate, so you don't have to sacrifice delicious food for health, because with Built Bar, you can have both. And if you have not tried the Built Bar Puffs yet, we are going crazy over here at Locked On for the Built Bar Puffs. You are missing out. They come in crazy flavors like banana cream pie and even churro, because who doesn't want a protein bar that tastes like a churro? Sign me up. Most Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein, and come in a flavor for literally everyone. My personal favorite is cookies and cream, but they have banana cream pie, raspberry double chocolate, and so much more. Head on over to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. So for our third segment of the Locked On Red Sox podcast, as we always do, we are going to end the show with the Mental Health Minute. You've probably noticed by now that Jake Ignaszewski, my co-host, is not here. He is in San Diego with the Massachusetts Pirates. They're on a West Coast road trip right now. So he is busy working out there. He will be back this week. He says hello and that he misses everyone and can't wait to talk about the Red Sox. Hopefully when he returns, we still have some wins to talk about. But I wanted to talk about, I'm reading this book. It's called You Are a Total Badass. I've been reading it for the last few weeks and I've put it down for a little while with between vacation. I was sick for a while and work piling up. I decided to just put it down and kind of focus on getting more rest, getting a little more me time, and not worrying about anything else in the outside world. And I picked it up, and the first page that I left off on is, go about your day today as if this is your last day on earth. And even though that is a little morbid, I really truly believe that people should start kind of living in that mindset. I've had friends pass away since I was 17. One of my best friends passed away when we were 17. And since then, we've had, I believe, 10 people from my graduating class, my high school graduating class, pass away for various reasons. And it's just incredibly sad because they're so young. They had so much life to live. And you truly never know when your time is up. And even though it was just a couple words on one page, I was like, yes, I know people say all the time, like, live like you're dying. You never know when your last day is on earth. So live like it's your last day. And we always think we have time. And sometimes we don't. My great uncle passed away last week. And even though he was in his late 80s, he was incredibly healthy. So it was an unexpected death. And even that, he lived a full life. And it was still, you just never know when your last day is. So every day I've decided to kind of just not do something that I probably like, that I wouldn't do my day to day, but just make sure that, God forbid, if I don't wake up tomorrow, I'm happy with the day that I lived. I'm happy with what conversations took place. I'm happy that if, like I said, if I went to bed and did not wake up, I'd be okay with how things are now in my friendships, in my personal relationship. And just, you don't want to leave any stone unturned. You don't want to have anything kind of up in the air, because you will never get that closure. So a little morbid, but I did want to just kind of share that with you before we end it here on Locked On Red Sox. Thank you for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every single day. Rate, review, and subscribe to Locked On Red Sox right here on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast is where you can find us. Follow us on Twitter at @LO_Red Sox, Jake at Jake Iggy, and me at LaLaLaLauren, 3 Laws, Lauren with 4 Rs. Be sure to check out all the other MLB shows across the network. Locked On Yankees, Locked On Astros, Locked On Rangers, Locked On Braves. Everyone does an incredible job. Also, if you're a Celtics or Bruins fan, they're making their run in the playoffs right now. Check out Locked On Celtics and Locked On Bruins. John and Ian do a great job every single day. And now that you've made Locked On Red Sox your first listen, head on over to Locked On MLB to make it your second listen. Friend of the pod, friend of mine, Paul Francis Sullivan, but please call him Sully, gives you his unique perspective of major leaguers, both past and present. It's free and available wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to check back later this week. We have an exciting crossover episode with Locked On Rangers, and we will keep you updated as the Red Sox complete their series with the Braves. Have a great day. We will see you soon. Let's go, Red Sox.